Radio 560 WNSR.
The views and opinions of the Tom Abraham Show do not reflect the views of WNSR, management, the Tom Abraham Show team, or possibly even the host. Listen at your own risk. Live from Music Row in Nashville, it's the Tom Abraham Show. Get in the doghouse now. Call 844-5600 or toll free 888-702-5494. Here's the big dog.
And welcome back. Hour number two of the Tom Abraham Show. If it's a Tuesday, generally this is the Doghouse of Pain NFL Power Hour with Al Smith. And Al is in studio. How you doing, big fella?
Doing good. How you doing?
I am tremendous. We're going to talk a lot of NFL. That's what we do in this second hour. But falling into our laps, we were hoping for them a little bit earlier, but they've been traveling today, is Predators 2006 second-round draft pick, Blake Jeffrion, who is the finalist for the Hobie Baker, which is the Heisman Trophy of college hockey, and he's one of the three finalists that's going to be announced here in the next couple of days, and he is in Detroit besides because his Wisconsin Badgers are playing for or in the Frozen Four, which is the Final Four of college hockey, and he joins us for a couple of minutes right now. Blake, welcome to the show, man. How are you?
I'm good, man. How are you doing?
Oh, we're just tremendous here. Now, listen, 86 degrees back home here. All of a sudden, it went from winter to summer. But up there in Detroit for a little Frozen Four action, you got to be pretty stoked about that, huh?
Yeah, definitely. A little home cooking weather, and we're excited to get playing here.
When do they announce the Hobie Baker?
It's Friday at 7 o'clock. It's on ESPNU, so that's when it is, and hopefully my name will be called.
Now, when do you guys play your first game? Do you play Thursday or do you play Saturday?
No, we play Thursday night, or Thursday afternoon, really, 5 o'clock Eastern time, 4 o'clock Central. So we play RIT for the first game there, and then if we're fortunate enough to win that game, we play on Saturday at 6.
It's mind-blowing to me to hear you be talking about playing RIT in the Frozen Four. In another lifetime, 1979-80, I played college hockey in Rochester for St. John Fisher College, and we used to play RIT. Now, this was when RIT won the Division II National Championship back in the day when Division II and III were together. I don't know what they do now with the smaller schools. But RIT obviously playing Division I now, and here they are playing you guys in the in the Frozen Four. I mean, that's just crazy. How good are those guys? Are they any good, or was it a big surprise they got in there?
Well, I mean, I think it was definitely a surprise for them to get in there. But, I mean, no team gets that lucky to, you know, not have a good, you know, to get to the Frozen Four. They're definitely a good team. We've watched them on video a lot this week, studying them quite a bit. And, you know, they're an older group with you know, a lot of veteran guys. Have a couple guys that have pretty, you know, a lot of good skill. You know, they have a really good power play. So, you know, great coach, good team defense. So, you know, they definitely have gotten there for a reason, and they're a good team. They beat two unbelievable teams in order to get there, and you know, so we definitely have a challenge at our hands.
All right, let me ask you a question now. You've got the Hobie Baker announcement coming up after that game, and do you know now where you're going after the Frozen Four? I mean, you have a pretty good sense of where they're going to send you right off the bat. Are you going right to Milwaukee? What's the story?
I really don't know. I haven't talked to Nashville at all. I kind of, you know, we haven't really talked at all. We're just, you know, they've told me just, you know, finish out your season, you know, keep your head with your team and make sure you guys finish strong and do your best and not look ahead at things. And you know, we'll talk after the season. So I really can't say.
Yeah, but come on. In your mind, how do you do that? I mean, here you got to play this game on Thursday. You know that the next day, basically, they're going to announce the winner of the Heisman Trophy of College Hockey, of the Hobie Baker Award. So you've got that to look forward to. And you know that in a very, very, very short future, you're pulling on a sweater to play professional hockey somewhere. Your team that owns your rights, the Predators, your hometown team now here from Brentwood, are going into the playoffs as well. How do you stay focused with all this that's coming up?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough, definitely mentally, but you know, I just know that I've worked so hard for my 4 years here, and so have my teammates, and you know, my goal, you know, a goal always in college is to win a national championship and, you know, win wherever you go, or it's professionally or, you know, amateurly. And, you know, that's always been a goal of mine since I got here at Wisconsin. And, you know, so I definitely want that before I move on.
Hey, Blake, this is Al Smith here. Do you feel like there's any other pressure coming back and playing for your hometown team?
I think a little bit, but, you know, I'm just, you know, I'm just going to go out there and play as hard as I can if I ever do make it there and you know, do my thing and, you know, hopefully represent Nashville well.
Well, you know, you're, what, 22 years old, so the Preds get here when you're 12. Now, were you born and raised in Brentwood, or were you there basically most of your whole life?
Yeah, I was actually born in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, but I moved to Nashville when I was about 11 months, call it a year old.
Okay, so you're...
When people ask where I'm from, I always say Tennessee because, you know, I grew right up there in Brentwood, went to school there all the way till I was 15 years old, and then I went away to prep school to play hockey, and then, you know, that's kind of like, you know, I call home Nashville. My mom and dad still live there. My brothers are in college now, but, you know, we all go back there. So
did you tell your parents you were going to be on a show today so they could tune in and listen to you?
I did not. I actually just got to the airport here at 3 o'clock and, we're actually still stuck here. Our plane was late and I didn't know what time I was going on, so I apologize.
Well, Hobie, do you have any guys in the league that you look up to at this point? I mean, are there other players that you try to emulate as you kind of start your career and kind of going forward in the pro ranks?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, Nashville's one of the guys that Nashville told me to watch and play like is Brenton Morrow for the Dallas Stars, who's kind of a grimy player, greasy, gets the greasy goals in front of net. He's a good leader. He loves to hit. And, you know, so that's kind of a guy I've looked at. He's a, you know, heck of a player, and hopefully I can be half the player he is one day.
So should we look forward to a lot of fights from you, a lot of fights in the Bridgestone Arena, or are we kind of looking at a mild-mannered guy,
grinder.
Grinding gliding down the ice?
I like to keep this pretty face, so, you know.
Yeah, that's true. Now, listen, you're carrying the Jeffrey On name. I mean, that has got to be a certain amount of pressure with that alone. I mean, you know that, you know, as soon as you do show up on the Preds roster that first time that the Jeffrey On name is back in the NHL, I mean, that means something. I mean, that's a big deal. And for those of you that aren't big-time hockey fans and don't understand, this would be like a Montana, you know, a descendant of Joe Montana, you know, playing in this is a great, great name. Boom Boom Jeffrey On, his grandfather, was one of the great players ever, played for the Detroit Red Wings. So what is your, you know, do you ever think about that at all?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, Pat played for the Montreal Canadiens for so long, and, you know, he's credited with being the Slapshot Hall of Famer, Art Ross.
Canadiens, I'm sorry.
The league. You know, just multiple attributes to the Hockey Hall of Famer, and my dad played pro, and so did my great-grandfather, who's as well as a Hall of Famer, and Howie Morin. So, you know, it's definitely a lot of pressure, I think, with it all, but... You know, I'm just going to go out there and, you know, if I ever do make it there and be the player that I am and try to help Nashville win, and you know, that's all I can do.
The other day I was trying to tell people that, you know, Jeffrey On family goes way back in Tennessee, and being that you're from Tennessee, I kind of glossed you. I said that you were Boone Boone, as in Daniel Boone. Boone Boone Jeffrey On, not to be confused with Boom Boom. So, but anyway, look, good luck with the whole thing with the Frozen Four. I hope they give you the Hobie Baker. That would be so huge to have a kid from Brentwood win the Hobie Baker, I think would be – I mean, and this thing is – and over the last few years, while you've been in college, it has really solidified here in Nashville. I believe that we're here to stay, and this playoff run feels a little different too. It feels like something special could be coming out of this deal. So I think this could be big times for Nashville, Tennessee, possibly a Hobie Baker winner, possibly a national champion, and possibly finally a playoff run as opposed to a one and done.
Yeah, definitely. Hopefully, they had a good team this year, good goaltending and a good coach. So, you know, those three components, you can always win with that.
All right, man. Make us proud.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Have a good day.
All right. Thank you.
Care.
There you go. Good kid. Blake Jeffrey On. He keeps saying, if I make it there. I guess there's no, you know, there's no guarantee. And he's going to go to Milwaukee. But, I mean, you're talking about a guy. I was in Rochester when Brian Gianta was coming up playing hockey, his high school hockey in Rochester for Aquinas High School. And I think he won the Hobie. I believe he went to Hobie Baker. But, I mean, you, if you're one of those guys, I mean, you're making it. I mean, if you're a guy that's one of the last three guys with the Hobie Baker, I mean, you're gonna make it. So
I think that's the least of his worries.
Yeah, right. I mean, I think getting here isn't going to be a problem. I think he's going to play here someday.
And just a couple of quick stats for him this season at Wisconsin. He is second in the entire nation in goals scored this year, yeah. And he's also first in the nation in power play goals. Of course, the Predators' power play, not so great this year. Maybe, like they said, a possible Morrow-type, Hornquist-type in front of the net could chip in some pucks really early in his career if and when he does make it to Nashville.
I feel like I insulted the entire family, though. I said, boom, boom, play for the Detroit Red Wings.
You did.
I did say that, didn't I?
You did.
And I'm thinking of Ted Lindsay. I'm thinking of you know, all of those guys, you know, back in the Gordie Howe days. And I'm thinking, what am I thinking? Boom, boom, playing for.
I think you're going to have a lot of time to make it up to him.
I think so. Yeah, he's well composed, too. You know, you think about a kid like that. I mean, that's a 21-year-old kid, sure. You know, and I know that it's a different day and age now where everybody has, you know, the media savvy of young people. It's just, it's crazy now. But, man, he sounded totally relaxed.
Well, the difference is with him as opposed to some of the other players is that, you know, he's homegrown. I mean, he's been coached at home. His family tree is strong in hockey, and it shows in his demeanor. It shows in his work ethic. It shows in the things that he has been doing over these last years, and obviously it's attributed to him possibly getting this award at the end of the week.
Well, and it's not like he is one of these fake. That's why I asked him about when he moved here. You know, it's one of these, you know, how we kind of claim, for example, Dario Franchitti when he won the Indy 500. Yeah, sure, from Franklin, Tennessee, Dario Franchitti. Yeah, right. The Tennessee Franchittis. Or even, you know, some of the other people that have come through and that are here for some period of time. Scott Hamilton lives here now. I saw Scott Hamilton Highway in Little Rock, Arkansas. Is that Scott Hamilton? I don't know where he's from. I didn't know he was from. It's the Scott Hamilton Parkway or something like that. But we kind of claim these people. Mm-hmm. But this kid moved here when he was 11 months old. I mean, he's homegrown. He's Brentwood all the way. Went to school through till he was 15, like he said, and then shipped off to prep school to play hockey because, you know, that's what you got to do at that particular point.
Very polished.